A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. This is the first time we've done a podcast together in literally
And months. We're drinking real wine.
We knew that.
No, it's one jams. Day. It's one day.
Oh my God, you're so right. It's the last day of January tomorrow.
Oh my God. Mic drop.
Wow. That is our new favourite saying. That really tickled you when I said that, didn't it?
Mic drop. No, what really tickled me is that Boris Johnson DM's your boyfriend.
I know, how weird. Wait, she requested to follow one of Toby's other friends that's the girl the other day. It's really odd. I don't... Carrie Johnson, what are you doing?
She also follows quite a lot of people that we know. Should I see if she follows me? Imagine.
Oh my God, she might follow you.
Nah, she won't.
I'm having a sip of this. Right, this wine, which is...
Carrie Johnson.
Cabernet
also,
Sauvignon.
Quite rude, she's even... No, follow back. She follows me. Follow back.
Oh my God, click on message. Click on message. Click on message. Oh my God.
No, because she's private, so you've got to request her.
No, but click on the top right and then click message and see what happens.
She's not going to message me.
She might have done.
Accept message.
Oh my God, you made it.
You check now.
Oh, I bet she hasn't for me. That's so disappointing.
God, she looks gorgeous. I didn't even know what she looked like.
Do we think she controls her own Instagram? I'm like, surely
not. No.
No, she doesn't follow me. Gutted.
You hope what BJ doesn't come for us.
Bojo. Oh my God, also, can we just talk about your newlyweds like thing? It's so dramatic. I can't wait. I saw you like crying in Jamie's arms and I was like,
no, I really wasn't.
Oh, but they've made it really dramatic.
I was really cold.
Straight give it away. Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Fucking hell. When do we get the full episode?
It's out.
Is it? I'm gonna watch it.
Not
soon
me
as I get
scoffing a tortilla, like literally with my hands straight off the pane. I was like,
so gobble. Lovely and brown, golden goddess.
I did a lot of spray tan.
Did you?
I was like,
it looks really good. Really, really good. I'm gonna do some tonight and watch that. That's gonna be my inspiration. Oh God. Anyway.
We've not seen each other in a while. Actually, a very long time. Haven't spoken much either.
It's because you were away. We never talk. When either of us go on holiday, we always like don't speak as much as we do when we're in London.
Yeah, because we can't FaceTime with
when you're
boys.
Away and you're trying to like relax. And then you came back and then went off straight away again. And this is the first, and then it was the weekend. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. We've had
fucking out. To be fair, we have FaceTimed. Okay, so we're drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
That's really nice. I think it's called Campaign's Drift, I believe, is the name of the wine, but we'll leave it like in the bio so you can see the spelling of it. And it's a lovely Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot.
I would call that Compagnie's Drift.
Okay, you heard it here from Soph.
I can't probably say.
I'm not really. Product of South Africa.
Love it.
But I'm just watching this Anne Hathaway video because we're about to discuss it. Oh my God, look at her, Soph. Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
She just looks so young and sexy and
she
stunning.
She looks the same as she always had. I don't understand what everyone's fussing over about.
Because she looks really young. So basically, everyone's
she
saying...
She looks better than she used to.
She used to. And I saw another video of her, like, doing an interview. And I was like, this must be a really old video. And then, obviously, it's not.
I recently followed her, actually. Do you know what?
I'm a big fan.
She's really hit and miss.
People don't like her. I'm like, have you seen The Princess Diaries?
Have
legend.
You seen Devil Wears Prada? I watched it the other
legend.
Day.
Legend.
An absolute legend.
How can you not like
but,
her?
But she was never someone that I was like, oh my God,
obsessed
I wish I looked
with.
Like.
Same. I was never like obsessing over her. Like, no. Oh my God, she's my idol. I love what she wears. Anything like that. But I always loved her. Like she was a feel good actress. Like whatever she was in, I was like, it'll be a nice film.
Really? She kind of annoyed me. Sorry, everyone. That's
really- oh my God, she's one of them.
She's one of the... No, I didn't dislike her, but I was like, there's something about her that irritates me. There's another actor who does, but I sound like a bitch because I don't know them. But now I'm a fan.
She was also in that film with the Parkinson's disease. What was it called? Love and Other Drugs. She was excellent in that.
She was in Les Mis as well.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that. Bit of a series. I don't think I'll be good at that.
It's a musical.
Like, yeah, I'm not a musical kind of gal.
Oh my God, Les Mis is the best thing in the whole entire
really?
World. Next level good. Next level. I've seen it in theatre 3 times. I know every single song. Yeah. Watch me.
We I'm need go- to go and see I'm Moulin Rouge girl. In the theatre. Apparently it's fantastic and such
for
good
for some
fun.
Reason I pictured Mulan and I was like, oh
no,
right.
No, Moulin Rouge apparently is so fucking good and like, we would really enjoy it. It's
I
really good fun.
I think I may have seen it. The theatre's also quite long. I get a bit itchy feet halfway through.
Also like, awkward timings for dinner before. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a good theatre experience, but like the whole, it's a bit of a, it's like a whole, it's a half afternoon. You have to block out the whole afternoon and evening.
For me, the cinema and the theatre are just too long. I think I've got, like, itchy feet. Like, halfway through, I'm like, once the snacks are done, I'm like, oof, I'd rather be watching this at home.
Oh, no, but that's where these places are going out. Of like, people are going...
I know, no, people sit still and enjoy things like that. I'm just an itchy girl. Like,
I know, but you know why? That I'm the same now. Like, when I go to the cinema, I'm like, oh, I need to check my phone. But I'm like, no, I don't. Just relax. It's because... Yeah. Our phones have like made us have such short attention spans, whereas we used to probably sit in the cinema for hours and really enjoy it and be so engrossed.
For hours and hours and hours. My dad took me to Lord of the Rings 3 times when I was younger. And then listen to this. My mum used to always be like, stop eating all the popcorns. Like she was like, wait, don't gobble it before it starts.
So true.
So she put it behind my back, right? And I was leaning forward. I was really young. And this little boy from behind was
eating it.
Eating all of it. And my mum saw and she was like, his mum saw.
Oh no.
And my mum was just like, well, poor that, and they must not have any popcorn, so go for it. And I got it and I was like, why is it all soggy and wet?
Oh no,
and
then, Sophie.
Well, he was like 7, but his mum was like,
oh no, that's terrible. Oh my creeping God, mums, like, don't let your children creep and use, especially in these days now with all the COVID germs and everything.
Like, I mean, I was literally about 7 when
yeah,
this happened.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Pete okay. Davidson story, go on.
Oh, listen, email from you guys. Hi girls, love the pod. Just felt like I should email. Following your speculation surrounding the size of Pete Tennis Davidson's dick, my ex was 6'8" and had a below average size dick. Perhaps his body was too exhausted trying to grow such a big body and ego, so stopped bothering when it came to his other regions. Very disappointed, to say the least.
6'8".
That's that- like you can't go through a doorway at that height.
I like it, I get. I'm like,
oh, don't get me wrong, it's very magical,
no,
but like it's quite inconvenient.
No, my mum always goes to really tall people. How tall are you? And I'm like, mum, that's kind of rude. Like,
is
it's like
it?
Going to a short
No, they'll love it.
No, apparently they don't. Richard, what's his name? Osman. He is incredibly tall and he said all through his life, people have, the only conversation is, oh my God, okay. You're so tall. And he's just like, I'm not just a tall man. And then the first time I met him, I went, how tall are you? You're so tall. And Jamie was like, no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really sad, isn't it?
Why am I looking at Jamie? Oh, why am I can't.
Because I was just imagining you like saying, I don't know if I would. It's always like saying, I guess it's kind of like saying to a short person, like, oh my God, how short are you? You would never do that.
But being tall is like quite impressive, especially.
And it's also, it's like, I've got so many like little friends and like I'm quite small myself. So like shortness to me is like way more common than a really tall person. I guess it's like you don't see it that often, do you?
Especially not me. I'm taller than Jamie. No, I'm not actually. But when,
no,
I,
you're not.
When I meet a tall guy, I'm like, whoa, you're tall.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit annoying.
The tallest person I think I've ever seen is 6'6".
Oh,
yeah, you've met him too. The guy, the Palm Rocks guy. So tall. So
oh my
tall.
God, I saw him the other week and my dad went, he's just like a god.
I know, yeah, he's very godly. Like with the spear from the sea. The goddess of the sea.
But
the god of the sea.
No, but there was nothing up his nose, but like you could see.
Yeah, because he's so tall.
He's so tall.
I've never seen anything like, but in proportion as well.
Stunning guy.
Yeah, lovely looking bloke. So that is the tallest person I've ever seen in my life. In real life.
No,
oh, no. I've seen Richard Crouch. No, Peter Crouch.
He's so high. So tall.
Peter Crouch I've seen in real life. When I was thinking, and I didn't know who he was. Oh, but I was with someone at the time. I was like, fucking hell, that guy's tall. And she went, oh, that's Peter Crouch. And I was like, who's that? She's like some famous. And then obviously you know who Abby Clancy is, his wife. And I was like, oh, fine.
Who else is
But he
really,
is, like, people, like, really, stop and stare and look at him regardless to recognising him for his football because he's just so tall.
But that would be quite annoying. It's annoying. Like, you're a spectacle. But I think it's great.
Just got to embrace it.
I think being tall is great,
elegant.
But I also think being short is wicked. Like, roll with the punches, guys.
Yeah.
I really don't think, for me, a boy, height is not an issue, obviously.
As long as they're taller than me, that's all I care. But it's not hard to be taller than me, so
yeah. Yeah, being shorter than me would be a bit annoying, but when I'm in my heels, c'est la vie.
Yeah, some boys also like it when there's a girl taller than them. Like my good friend, her boyfriend loves it when she wears heels and he's like tall. Yeah. It's just supermodel-esque, isn't it? I quite like it. Anyway, vibrator story. Do you want to read this out? Oh, I love a good story.
Vibrator story. I just watched your AAA batteries reel and I have to tell you this story. My parents went on holiday, so I had a big house party. I was only 18 and there was a lot of alcohol involved, so I was absolutely wasted. I took myself off to bed as I was so drunk and two of my girls came up to bed and got in with me. One of them said she was asleep on the floor. Being the hospital host I am, apparently I said... apparently, because I don't remember any of this, insisted that I slept on the floor instead. I always lose my memory after I drink. So in the morning, we were piecing the night together. And my friend said, oh, by the way, what the hell were you looking for last night? You were rummaging under the bed for ages and eventually you must have given up.
Oh, my God.
I immediately died on the spot because even though I had no memory, I knew exactly what I was doing. No! My two other friends had bought me a pink rampant rabbit for my birthday and I was recently single and became obsessed with it. I hid it from my mum under my bed in its box, which is why in my drunken state, I couldn't find it. The fact that I could have laid on my bedroom floor and orgasmed whilst my pals were in bed above me makes me feel sick. Haha, I think 12 years later, I might actually tell them the full story.
That is... well, they'll know hilarious. They'll know now because you're rummaging around. Oh my God, no.
Sorry, how drunk? No.
You must be so drunk to not then forget, oh, my friends are in the bed above me. I need to find my rampant. Oh my God, that is fucking fantastic. I actually have a funny story to tell myself. Nothing to do with me, but one of my friends. Are you ready? It's nothing to do with the vibrator. It's just quite funny.
Okay, go on.
So,
Melissa loves me.
What?
Can I just say, I kind of think they're underrated. They really get in the way.
What?
Vibrators.
Underrated? They get in the way? What do you mean? They get
like they're
in the
just
way.
Annoying.
Like you mean they're overrated?
Oh, yeah, they're overrated.
They get in the way when you're having sex? You
yeah.
Know? Yeah. Especially a rampant rabbit. I don't have that. But like, I know that you guys have like put that on your Instagram before and it's like lols. But like that is huge.
No. Vamos. Okay, on to the right. Next whoopsie daisy angels.
Anyway, so Sophie thinks that vibrators are overrated. That's quite good. Good probably, for Jamie. No, he's obviously doing an excellent job.
No, if you're on your own, they're obviously not. But during sex,
to
like,
try and know, I so agree.
And he like puts on my fucking leg. I'm like, give up.
Yeah. Anyway, look, let's just talk about this story. So we could dive on, make a whole other podcast on vibrators, couldn't we? Terrible.
I really think we should bring one out and call it the Pete Davidson.
Okay, anyway, so my friend was going out on a date, but he had, I think, had a wild weekend before and like slept with someone and the girl insisted that he didn't have a condom on, right? So he didn't wear a condom and slept with somebody, whatever. So he was like, oh, okay, sure, I should do an STI check.
She insisted or he was like, oh, CBA.
I think she was like, I'm on the pill and was like, whatever. And then he was kind of like, uh-oh, STIs is a thing. So he did an at-home STI check when he got home. And that is the one where you have to like prick your blood and like pee in a cup, right?
Never done it.
Neither have I, but apparently you have to do all these things and you put it in an envelope, so you've got your blood and your wee in this envelope, right? Weird. So he was like, oh, okay, I'm going on a date tonight. There's a post office, a post box on the way to my date, so I'll just drop it off on the way. Off he goes on his date, completely forgets he's got this in his pocket.
Oh my God, no.
On this date, chatting away, having a whale of a time, drinking, and then he gets up to pay and he's like, oh shit, I've got...
But surely it's in an envelope, so she's not...
Yeah, but still, he's like, oh my God, as if I've sat here for this entire date with piss and blood in my pocket. Anyway, things start to heat up, they go back to his, I think it gets a bit hanky-panky on the sofa. And he's like trying to like, so, like, how do I get this thing? The whole time he's just thinking, how do I get rid of this fucking thing in my pocket? Goes to the loo and like hides it somewhere in his bathroom and it's all fine. But isn't that disgusting? Boys just blow my mind. Hey girls, love the pod, literally gives me life. Thank you, that's so sweet. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year now and he's so amazing, but I can't help but think he's not sexually attracted to me anymore because I never get him turned on. Pretty much when we have sex, it's when he randomly feels it and nothing I do to try and initiate anything.
Oh my God, well done.
Nothing ever works.
I have never initiated it in my life.
Yeah, neither. But you know what? This is like, I kind of have a feeling that if he randomly gets horny, it's all down to the hormones.
I wish Jamie had less.
Something to do with testosterone. Some boys have it loads and they're just, you know, four times a day, ding, ding,
or
ding.
Or he's doing a lot of porn.
Oh, yeah, that's another option. Well, let's just get further into it.
Okay.
So you said nothing that, when you try to initiate it, nothing ever works. I've made little comments here and there and feel, and he feels terrible. And when, and then tries to start some sexy time. But I just feel he does that because he feels bad. He also never kisses me, even during sex. And I've told him repeatedly it's my favorite thing. I'm not sure if it's the fact that he's just so used to seeing my body that it doesn't excite him anymore, or he just doesn't find me attractive. Not sure what to do or say to him. Any advice would be amazing.
Well, firstly, I think straight away that he does love you, and I think he has a really low sex drive, because if you, when you mention it, he tries to have sex, he definitely does love you and feels attracted to you.
Yeah.
And he obviously feels embarrassed that he's not having loads of sex with
you. It's an embarrassment thing now, and he's becoming a bit insecure. That's probably why he doesn't want to kiss you, because it's almost like it's becoming more of a thing because you've spoken about it. And it's hard. These things are so difficult.
I think men feel really emasculated when they, when women are like, we never have sex.
Yeah.
Like when men say it to us, I'm like, give a fuck.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But if you said that to a boy, they'd be like panicking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really hard.
Because men typically do have a higher sex drive than women.
Typically they do. And also, I guess, you know, we, there's no pressure on us to like get it up. Like we're just, they're ready to go. And the boy has to, their body has to physically do something, and if you know their hormones aren't there or whatever, then it's never, it's not gonna, at least actually I think way more common, I don't think people talk about it enough. It's actually like quite,
no, I think loads of boys don't like,
yeah, but people don't really talk about it, and it's always like,
yeah,
it's always, as you say, like the guys like being like, oh, she never puts out, and it's always like a funny joke.
So but boys then who actually don't have the sex drive must be like, oh shit,
what are we gonna give this a this situation,
think he is attracted to you. I really don't want you to think that. I think you should have an open, honest conversation and just be like, is everything okay? Also, I have heard that apparently like medication, like hair loss medication, and he might just be embarrassed to tell you he's on something, or
very true,
anti-anxiety, depression tablets, all of those, really,
even if you have anxiety apparently, or you're men that are stressed about stuff at work, right, tend to like then shut off their emotions or their like hormones or whatever in other ways, and sometimes that can mean their sex drive's lower, or you know, some people just are born out of the womb with maybe not that much sex drive, the womb.
Yeah, maybe
a lack of working out can sometimes mean then your hormones aren't balanced, like you need to work out.
I also just think it's different, like some girls are horny as fuck and some girls literally have zero sex drive. And also you go through phases.
Sure. I mean, Toby actually said it on when he came on the podcast, he was like, I feel like sometimes with men it's similar to like women's hormones, like sometimes it'll be like all you can think about is sex, and then the next week you're like, oh no, I really don't, like I just want to sleep, like I don't, I'm not horny at all. So like it does happen in phases, but I think from what you're saying that this is like another, I think you just have to have a really lovely, open and honest conversation and be like, I love you so much and I'm so attracted to you. And like, it's quite normal maybe after a year to have, you know, a bit of a dry spell. Like maybe we should spice things up, or like maybe we should get, I think there's like supplement, like Macca, they put in like boys stuff like that.
Macca, yeah.
Macca's really good for
sex drive, or horny goat weed, isn't that?
Oh yeah, probably something.
I once found that my parents, my mum's bag, and I was like, what the fuck is
this? Horny goat weed.
I don't know whether that is what it's for, but I was like 13 and I was like,
is the name, it's quite crass, horny goat.
Is that actually what it's for? It probably could be for like menopause or something.
Yeah, it will all be
mom's
a similar
gonna
thing.
Love this.
Ginseng, good for hormones.
No, maybe Macca's definitely the Macca's best one, the best for one. Oysters.
Oysters, aphrodisiac, dark chocolate.
No, but I think Macca's genuinely, it really does work.
It's a good one.
I used to always put it in my smoothies.
Yeah, because they put it in loads of smoothies when you have like normally a cacao and Macca. That's a very common combination. I love it.
And it
tastes nice.
But it's quite caffeiney. I'm like, oof.
Is
afterwards.
It? Right, should we move on? I hope we've given you some good advice there. I do feel like
Can I say one other thing? I think if you try it on with him, it will emasculate him too much, because he will be aware that he's not trying it on. And then he'll be like, fuck, she's really... I think you should have a really open, honest conversation and be like, is everything... He could be like, do you know what? I feel really anxious at the moment.
Yeah, sometimes... Yeah, it's just one of those things. I think just be like, it's totally fine. Be like, I know we... You know, I go up and down as well. Be like, sometimes I'm not horny at all. Just say stuff like, you know...
I would play the vulnerable card as well and be like, is it because you're not attracted to me?
No, so I think that's worse because it puts more pressure on him.
No, I don't think it is. I think is he then be more inclined to tell her the truth? Maybe. Rather than being like, why aren't you sexual? Yeah. Because he definitely loves her, because whenever she says it, he tries to have sexy time.
Yeah.
Sexy time.
The effort's being put in there from his part, bless his heart.
Yeah, so sweet. But yes, I do think he's attracted to you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. I've been seeing a guy for almost 5 months, pretty much as soon as we started dating. I noticed that he was still using his ex's Netflix, Disney, Amazon, etc. I kept my mouth shut at first because I didn't really think it was my place to say anything. However, now that it's been 6 months, it's really starting to bother me. So cheeky of him.
So cheeky, so quite funny.
Also, she'll be able to see because like recently viewed.
Recently viewed. What the hell?
I did that with someone, actually.
Of course you did.
It got brought up a couple of weeks ago when we were both drunk and I mentioned I'd noticed it. We didn't speak about it again until I messaged him a couple of days ago. I told him that I found it really uncomfortable that we cozy up together and use his ex-girlfriend's account to watch films. I'd just be like, fucking pay the £5,
I'd be
mate.
Like, stop being so tight. What's wrong with you?
Also, why is she not noticing and text him? If I was the ex, I'd be like, get out.
No, I'd just change my password and then they'd be locked out. So annoying.
Yeah, that's quite suspicious. Mm-hmm. I even suggested he could log into my account instead.
Okay, lovely. You've given him an option there not to pay the £5 a month. I rate that.
I don't even know if it's £5 a month.
Okay, well, you know what I mean? It's not like, it's like 10, I think it genuinely is about £13 a month for Netflix.
Very niche number. I thought he would be understanding. However, he said it's her problem for not taking him off and has a point blank refused to log out of the accounts.
It sounds that to me like it's almost like your, no, but it's almost like an emotional thing now, more than
attachment.
Yes, more than anything else, actually.
Yeah. This really shocked me. I've had a gut feeling that he might still be seeing his ex. Yeah, that's weird. And obviously that would be a reason why he couldn't log out of her accounts and onto mine, as she would see it.
See it.
I'm so confused and angry that I feel like this might be a deal breaker for me. Am I being a lunatic or is this bang out of order?
I think if you've got a gut feeling, this would speak to me in volume. If the person I've been seeing for 6 months was still logged into
that. The fact he won't log out is a bit weird.
Yeah, because fair enough, he was like, oh, it's quite annoying, like quite jokes. Like she hasn't even noticed. Yeah, like, I'm saving the money, like lol, lol, lol. But if she's then being like, can you log into mine? He'd be like, surely like, oh yeah, let's just do that. That's so much easier.
I just read his phone.
just take his phone. Wait,
don't
she,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Never,
if
ever
it, if
do
it
that.
Was me, I would read through the phone. I would wait till they're asleep and I'd read through the phone. If it was me, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you what I would do.
That's so psycho.
6 months,
you'll never
find
something
deep
you want.
Emotions.
Like you'll see a group
oh, you'll
boy
see
chat,
something you don't like.
You'll go on photos and there'll be some tits and you'll be like, it was you. And then they'll be like, No, it wasn't. It was on a group chat. And then you feel like such a dick.
You'll probably find
not
something
that I've
you don't
ever done
see.
That before. Because obviously.
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 Oh my God, that's just not even in our vocabulary to do it. But if I was in your scenario...
Not when they're asleep and get their thumb on there. Do you remember when
or their face. It's face recognition now. You don't even have to move their hand.
When we...
Fantastic. Thank you, Apple.
I know, it's amazing. I actually know all Jamie's passwords.
I've
so
never
like
actually gone onto
smoothie.
Toby's phone, but...
Neither have I.
I've had it before where I've actually... I've had someone's laptop... And I've seen their feed of WhatsApp or iMessage coming through live in front of me, you know, when it's connected.
Yeah.
And I've seen it live, conversations. And
oh
I've
my
been
God,
like...
I've been like, get the popcorn out. What was it? Cheating?
Yeah.
You watched it live? What the fuck?
It was for like
that's
15,
my
20 minutes.
Not if I loved him, but if I didn't. I'd
I know,
be like,
I
this
was
is,
like,
this
yeah,
is
yeah, I've
gold.
Got you red-handed.
I was like...
And they still try and deny it. Why do they do that? I'm like, no, to be fair, I was 17 years old.
Did you take photos? You need evidence.
I think I don't know what I did.
Don't think we're psycho because we're definitely not.
Oh my God. We are terrible. I was watching a live feed of my ex. She told me. And I just watched it for hours. Watched the conversation. No, well, joking. Was it? It was like a matter of like minutes that I watched. And then he was back in the room. So I was like, I had to be so quick. And I was like, oh my God, my adrenaline was like, boom, boom, boom.
Did you call him out?
Yeah, obviously.
And what did he say?
Oh, I don't know. It was so long ago. This is literally going back like more. Oh my God, is it 10 years ago? It is 10 years ago. This is going back, guys.
That's really sad.
So I was obviously really young and he was obviously very young. But yeah. I also think there's something to say for if he allows you to just go on his phone, change the song. Can you message my mum? Can you do this whilst they're driving? There's nothing. I don't think there's anything for you to be afraid of.
If he's sketchy about it, I'd be like, why are you being sketchy?
Then there's something to be suspicious about.
And then I'll grab it.
And then, no, don't grab it.
I would grab it. I go, why are you being sketchy?
Yeah. What are you hiding?
Listen, and then I'd lock myself in the
I've got a feeling about this, and this. If you promise me there's nothing, will you please like let me just have a look at the phones for my own peace of mind?
Oh, no. I'm saying go, can I call my mum?
Okay, so we're going to go through with plan A.
Yeah.
Follow through with plan A.
If he sketches, you know there's a problem. If he goes 1 minute, yeah, sure. 1 minute. Do, 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 do.
Or what are you
red
doing?
Red light. I go.
Red flag, yeah.
And
yeah,
you
yeah.
run. Lock the door. And you go through everything.
Lock the door. Well, or if you go into the women's toilet and you're like, I just need to make a phone call to my mum, it's private. I'm just going to leave.
Oh, you're thinking they're at a dinner.
No, this is what I'm thinking. You're out in public, so you can't recharge your phone. You need to go out all day with low battery, wait for the phone to die and go, fuck. You're a maga mama. I don't know where you are.
Do we need to check ourselves in? Because we are crazy.
Hey, P.S. So sorry, Jamie and Toby.
I actually have never done that, but I would definitely do it.
Oh, I would 100% do it. You got to do what you got to do.
Same. If something was sketchy, I'd be like, give me the goods.
Give me the information. I hope that was helpful. / love you, sending you loads of love. And you know what? We always have a gut feeling, and I feel like most of the time it's true.
Yeah, guys, you know that I woke up in the middle of the night. I told Melissa this. And yeah. I was like, my boyfriend's cheating on me. This wasn't obviously Jamie. And then I found out 6 months later, he was with the girl that I imagined. And I'd met her once, fully psychic.
Guts are just, yeah. I think women have this sixth sense.
Mm. We know.
We're magical creatures. Right, should we move on to dilemma 3?
Yeah.
I had a long distance breakup in October. Since then, I've been somewhat involved with this guy who lives in the same city as me now. He's at a different uni, but we live 10 minutes from each other. We met initially back in January, and I just kind of dismissed him for a few months. I went traveling, he went back home for summer. Then, my first night out after being single in October, I met him in the club. He came straight up to me and we ended up spending the night together at the club. We were messaging for the weekend, and then he came around Monday evening when my flatmate was away. We were together all evening and most of the following day. Then after, the contact became kind of patchy. A few weekends after we were texting and I was out with the girls, I asked what he was up to for the night and he sent a photo of him in bed. I kid you not, 10 minutes later, this boy was in the same bar as me. I introduced him to my friends and they did not like his vibe. I didn't like his vibe either that night. So one thing led to another and we kind of fell out that night. I said my piece and decided to leave it there. Then, 3 days later, I was at work at my bar and he was there on his night out. He was all over me, flirting, chatting, hugging me. He proceeded to phone me that night, all friendly, asking to see me. The next day, I sent him a message, just jokingly saying, oh, so we're friends again. He ignored it. Since then, contact has been scarce. He phoned me a few times, sends messages, and then deletes them. As in, like, unsends them. I'm guessing that's what she means.
Oh,
that's
God,
weird.
I sketch so much when it goes
yeah,
deleted.
Why? What the hell have you said? Also, if it's a regular thing, that's weird. So when I was drunk the week before Christmas, I sent him a really lovely text just saying I'd love to see him before he went home to resolve anything and call a truce. He said...
Error.
No, he felt uncomfortable. And that was it. And I respected that. Okay, fine. Right before Christmas, he messaged me asking to be removed from my close friend story, knowing full well he can remove himself without messaging me. Can you remove yourself from someone else's close friend story?
Don't know, but I'll be doing that tonight.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. I opened the message, I removed him and left it. I didn't say a thing. Changed his name to Ghost in my phone. Oh no, no, she's changed it to like a plaque, like on a funeral plaque.
like a coffin.
Yeah. In my phone and cleared our chat. Then I got a Merry Christmas, kiss, kiss, kiss on Christmas Day. What in God's name does this guy want? Right.
Oh, just ignore him. Ghost
him. He's just a weirdo.
He's just fucking weird.
Yeah, I think you were right. Leave him as a ghost or, a, you know, dead to me.
Also, if my friends don't like somebody, it would be there.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That would give me the ick about them.
Same. That's never going to work.
No, I'd be like, and the fact they told you, they really didn't like him.
And the fact that you also were like, weird vibes. Like, you even thought yourself that he was weird.
He's icking me out.
I don't know what he wants. I think he was
bored at Christmas. Everyone's at home with their parents.
Yeah, he's like, bit of something, something.
Also, I always... Well, obviously not now, but like Christmas.
Same. There's certain people that we all have as humans that you message when you're bored and you haven't got a better option.
I think just Christmas anyway, if you're alone, you want to text somebody.
Yeah. You just sack this guy off. I'm sorry. No.
Ghost. Keep him as a coffin.
Yeah, keep him as the dead to me. Dead to me, whatever.
Not paying him as a coffin. That's absolutely sad. Yeah, don't. You're so much better than that. You're not invested. You haven't had sex or anything, so you're fine.
Yeah. Mine's going down swimmingly.
Guys, I've only drank once since Christmas Day.
She's been excellent. You've been so well.
And I went to the Mayo Clinic, so I've been so healthy.
She's detoxed.
No, but now alcohol is sending me like, woo!
Really?
Yeah, it almost is.
Quite nice. Cheap night out.
I'm not sure I quite like the feeling.
Not so single diaries. We went away for one night and then we went to Toby's family's house for two nights. We had a nice little outside bath, played some cards, got
really
drunk. Are you
very much honeymoon period still? Has it like repeated itself after the breakup?
I don't know. It's just very, I guess it's very different now.
Why?
I don't know. For me, I'm just constantly paranoid. He's going to break up with me again.
Melissa! She's got PTSD.
I kind of semi-joking. No, he can't do anything, bless him. He's like,
I'm
he's
so
not. Perfect and so wonderful. Perfect. Perfect and wonderful. But yeah, we had a lovely time. Play cards.
Do you ever get
champagne.
Drunk and like the anger comes out?
Yeah, every now and then, but it's quite fun.
Oh.
I think he secretly quite likes it. He's
really?
Like, I know you're pissed off because I broke up with you.
Oh, you're not like a shouter though. You're like a moody.
Yeah. I'll just be moody.
Oh, like, I'm a crazy bitch. Jamie's like,
I'm never, like, it always ends up, like, us, like, laughing and joking about it. Like, it's never actually a serious, like, psychotic moment that I have.
Not like me. Melissa calls Jamie and me and goes, Sophie needs to stop drinking. She gets so mean to you. I was like, Melissa,
I was like,
on my
the behaviour hasn't gone unnoticed.
She was like, Jamie, Sophie's behaviour when she's drunk to you has not gone unnoticed. I was like, you're on my side.
I am on your side. And I had to call Sophie afterwards and she'd be like, just FYI, I have said this to Jamie.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah, so that was a lovely... So we had some champagne in the bath, or Toby actually had beer. Then we had red wine. Then we played some card games, lit a fire.
You guys love to get a little bit drunk together. I love it.
Yeah.
See, that
then
would end
had
in arguments with
hammered.
Us,
it was so fun. Got back, Toby just passed out.
Oh, so no sexy time.
No sexy time.
No
in the
hanky
morning.
Panky.
Oh, no, when we were getting ready for dinner. Lovely. Pre-dinner.
Yeah, fair.
Cut that out.
Don't cut that out. You're keeping it in. Right, bride or bridezilla? Okay.
We've got so much to discuss with Sophie on this.
Guys.
We've got weeks to catch up on.
Okay, loads has gone on. I wanted to cancel the wedding because it was so stressful. I went to Spain. Yeah. I'm so excited. Everything is sorted. Our wedding planner is phenomenal.
Oh my God,
she has the best taste ever. Like, she's honestly the best. I wanted to
guys, the tablescaping is the most magical thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did you like it?
Unbelievable. And I was with my grandma when you sent it to me and I showed it to her and she was like, oh my God, what is that? And I was like, I know.
I designed it.
It's incredible.
And I chose all the plates and the chairs and everything.
Stunning.
So it's really exciting. It's all coming together. And I actually have hired a stylist to help me do my hen looks because that was my biggest stress.
Who is it?
I mean, it's a big old cost in my life, but I'm just...
Worth it. Worth every penny. You only have one handy.
It's a really... No, not many people know of her, but she's called Bettina Looney, and she's actually like a big influencer.
Okay.
And I was like, I love her style. And she had a wedding that I was like, loved her wedding. Like, very unique, very chic.
Okay.
And then I messaged her wedding planner, being like, where did she get some of her...
She did it herself.
And she was like, she's actually got a styling company. So they're doing.
Oh
it
my God, that works out perfectly.
I've got the email today of all my outfits. We can go through them today. They've sent me 20 looks so we can go through them.
Oh my God,
obviously, my
so
wedding
exciting.
Dress is not.
Wedding dress is sorted. What about day one and day three?
They're doing that for me.
Oh my God, sick.
Which takes a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah.
And then Georgie Lurie is obviously helping out a lot with
amazing,
gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. So it's
all
coming together.
It's all
we're
coming
very excited.
Together.
It's all booked, it's all done.
Pressure's off.
Pressure's off.
Now we can just get excited.
And the invitations, I'll show you tonight.
God, I was
guys,
so
I'm so dry. I've literally had two sips of wine and I honestly genuinely can't talk.
What are we going to rate this?
Well, it's made me absolutely drunk, but that's probably because I did dry down. But I think that was delicious.
I think I'm going to rate it 7.
9.
We've never reached anything in term, ever.
It's a 10 from me.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.